First, more with the Brighton author Nye Wright, who's penned a graphic novel about a young man living with and caring for his dying father in a trailer park. Now, I asked him what he did after his father died and he left the trailer park.
It's a very good point. There's a chapter at the end of the book called Void. And the interesting thing, my father had this just gigantic personality. He was from West Texas. His father had been had dropped out of high school in seventh grade to go join the rodeo and be a bulldogger, which, as I understand, is the guy who, you know, lassos calves and hog ties their legs. I don't know. It was strange. He then quit that to go become a welder. So my father was definitely his father's son. So he had this big personality. When he was sick, all sorts of people came from various walks of life around to kind of be around him. And it created this funny little community of us kind of taking care of him. And as soon as he passed away, that all kind of evaporated. We all kind of found ourselves, we'd been spokes on the wheel of kind of his care. And as soon as he was gone, trying to figure out what to do next was difficult. But at the same time, I'd gotten some work doing freelance storyboard work for an animated TV program, moved down to Los Angeles and lived there for a couple of years. And, you know, but that's also when I think part of the process of coming to terms with that was then immersing myself in drawing the book.
And as you say, you know, it's taken quite a long time to get this out. So quite an exciting time now. It's being launched.
It is. I've had lots of friends who've been wonderful and supportive. And I, what are you doing these days? Oh, I'm still working on the comic. Oh, still working on that comic. Yeah. And most of them were very supportive. I'm sure every once in a while there was someone going, yeah, what comic? You know, how long can someone spend drawing a silly book with pictures in it? But yeah, now that it's done, you know, it's a bit of a doorstop. It's 320 pages long. But, you know, the response initially, it seems to be that people who would never read a comic pick it up for the title because, you know, things to do in a retirement home trailer park when you're 29 and unemployed isn't your average, you know, superhero title. There's definitely no superheroes in this book. So people wouldn't read comics pick it up for that reason. People who do read comics pick it up because, you know, the feedback has been it's got a pretty striking cover. It's a Minotaur sitting, resting his feet on the title text on the phone, having a conversation, not something you see every day. So both people are attracted to kind of literary fiction and people are attracted to, you know, men in tights and comic books. Both seem to come to it and end up staying for different reasons.
Yeah, it's bringing two very different literary audiences together, really.
Exactly. And so, you know, the literary fiction people find, wow, I was engaged with drawings. I don't read books with pictures. And the other people are going, wow, there aren't any men in tights or women in tights with superpowers. But, wow, I was engaged in a story I wasn't prepared to. I wasn't expecting to be engaged in. So,
and so, are you working on your next one now, based on your experiences in Brighton?
That is a very good question. No, I mean Brighton is a fascinating one. Well, Brighton is a key part of this whole thing in that the only reason it's being published is, you know, I moved down to Brighton in 2009. Before I moved down here, I did a Google search for comics in Brighton. And there's a lovely group of people that get together the last Monday of every month called Cartoon County. And I looked and I was like, who are the members here? One of the members is a guy named David Lloyd. Now, anyone who knows comics knows that David Lloyd is the illustrator of V for Vendetta, which is one of the most famous graphic novels of all time. And I was like, can't possibly be that David Lloyd in Brighton, but it is. And so he gets together with several other people once a month to talk comics. Another co-founder of that is a woman named Karin Perlman, who is also the creative director at Myriad Editions, my publisher. I jokingly say if I stand on my fire escape at my flat, I can throw rocks and hit the roof on her house. And, you know, she invited me to present my work at the monthly gig actually last February and then asked to read it and then came back and said Myriad would really love to publish it. So Brighton has been a very specific part of that.
That must have been a great feeling when she said that.
It was amazing. Karin is such a lovely, lovely woman, very, very motherly and very, very aunt-like. What was amazing when I asked her, I was like, so why did you decide to publish it? And she said, well, I read it. And then I said, fill in the blank with a very sort of firm epithet. If we don't publish this thing, I'm just going to have to kill myself because this is a beautiful book.
And the book is now available based on his experiences of living in a retirement community.